Welcome to Generations Radio Podcast, where the focus is on our kupuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. I am your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara. So welcome back to Generations Radio Podcast. We've been on hiatus since, I believe, late January of 2020. So we're bringing it back here on 101.1. I am Percy Ihara, your host, and also the publisher editor of Generations Magazine. So welcome back, listeners. It's been a while, and as you guys know, it's been a crazy 2020. We did not know this pandemic would come on when we kind of put the show on hiatus in late January of 2020. Fortunately for us, not that like we read the future, but we went through some crazy times. And I don't know what it was, just at a time where I felt we needed to take a break a little bit, kind of refocus what we're doing. This year, we celebrated 10 years in the magazine. So in 2021, will be 11 years. But yeah, we're back here on 101.1, and I was telling somebody the other day, why 101.1? Well, I started listening to it a few months ago, and I was like, oh, this is pretty good. A lot of music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. I've known Dave Lancaster for a while, so he's on from 6 to 10, Monday to Fridays. We are here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. And also, by the way, you can live stream on your laptop, on your computer, on your phone. Go to HawaiiStream.fm. HawaiiStream.fm. If not, Google it. It's Hawaii Media, but just Google HawaiiStream.fm. You'll find it. And you can get live 24/7. But we are here every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. If you miss our show, if you're at church or out golfing or with family, always, always go to generations808.com. And click on the right box there. You'll see our radio podcast. Click on that, and we've archived all our shows that we've done in the history of the magazine. We've done, probably got over 150 shows. Look for the topic you're interested in, because I know either today's show or next week's show may not interest you right now, but just be aware that down the road, you know, we're a resource magazine. That you might need it for yourself, your own family, or maybe your neighbor or your relatives. You know, I get calls just about every day from families and people that I know. I get emails almost every day from somebody that reads the magazine. We're getting more and more people on the mainland emailing us because there's nothing like us. But we want to keep Hawaii-centric. We want to keep Hawaii the main portion of our magazine, what we do, and help locals here in our kupuna and our families. So welcome back to Generations Radio Podcast. And the reason why we added podcast is because you can go online to our website. So podcast means you can listen, watch sometimes if a TV show, anytime, any place, or on your smartphone. So we've added that in there. But it's Generations Radio. So welcome back, and thank you for tuning in. I am Percy Ihara, as I said, the host of Generations Radio and also the publisher editor. So you can always contact me through the magazine at Percy at generations808.com. So we're here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Now, we're growing. We just started our 11th year. We have social media. We have a radio. We have the magazine. We're statewide through the library system. And we're always looking for stories. So if you have stories, events, we're going to reach out to you more. Look in the magazine for more contacts, more information. We are doing a caregiver survey right now. So you can also reach us via our website. And you can there's a place you can go along the front bar to give us your email. We'll email you things that we're doing. So this time I want to introduce, going to be my co-host for the radio show. He also will lead our Generations webinars, which we'll talk about a little bit. Rick Tabor, welcome to the show, Rick, and welcome to the company.
Well, thank you, Percy. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, well, Rick, if you don't know by now, or if you've probably seen him around town, he can probably Google you or go on Facebook. Are you on Instagram?
I don't use it very much. Yeah, Facebook.
Most baby boomers in order to use Facebook. That's the main thing. It's the easiest. And so Rick's very involved in the community. Well, Rick, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience? Because he is actually probably more about mental health and involvement than anybody here. So give us your breakdown.
Breakdown? Okay. Yeah. So, you know, Generations, what I do really appreciate about it is the partners in there are just remarkable. So if you haven't seen the magazine, it's a great magazine to look at because Percy and the team have pulled together just really, it's Hawaii. It's all the islands kind of represented. We're hoping to kind of keep expanding with partners. I was previously a partner through Right at Home. And now I've kind of jumped ship and I'm with Generations kind of helping out. I'm in a lot of NPOs, which is nonprofit organizations, mostly Kapuna focused, nonpartisan, so not really political, but very solution focused. And that's my whole thing. So having been in mental health for going on 46 years, really it's just solving things that I try to work, empowering people to work things through. So with Generations, we've got a lot that we're going to do. That's pretty exciting, and we'll kind of cover a little bit of that today. You mentioned the webinars. Those are going to come up pretty soon.
When is that starting, by the way?
December 16th is our first 16th. Ones. So they're going to be lunch, brown bag lunch webinars, so you can grab your lunch, sit down, tune in. They'll also be archived, just like Percy said, for everything else. You can always just stream them later if you want to. But we'd love it if you join us. They'll be Zoomed. The very first one is December 16th. So they're always going to be on the third Wednesdays of the month from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. Those are the webinars.
And how do we find those?
Well, we're going to post we have a calendar, actually. So I'm also going to be trying to work on the calendar. So actually, if you out there, if you have events that would be significant for Kapuna that you think would be helpful, contact me through the magazine. So rick@generations808.com. And I can get it on the calendar. So these will be on the calendar. We're also going to post it in the magazine, which comes out every 2 months.
Yep, and also we'll be sending out social media messages on Facebook. Rick and I both will, mm-hmm. if not the rest of the staff will be doing mm-hmm. that. But it's important that, you know, when people ask me, why do you want to do radio? Why do you want to do webinars? It's because we all receive information differently. Some people work, so they can't listen to the show, or they go to church on Sundays. So we have on our website, as long as you have internet connection or a smartphone, you can go to our website, generations808.com. And find what you're looking for. If not, you can contact us. You can contact us at any time. It's important to reach out because, like I said, you may not need information right now, but you may down the road. So it's important. You can always reach me at percy@generations808.com as well. Or you can reach me at 808-600-4383. It's 808-600-4383. That's my phone number for the magazine. But it's important to understand. So Rick's actually title is Community Relations Director. He'll be out in the community. When things come back to normal, we'll be doing more events. But you're on the board of Rotary, what's the name, Rotary Honolulu? Rotary?
Well, they haven't voted just yet, so I've been nominated to the Rotary.
You're a member of Rotary.
Member of Rotary Club of Honolulu. We were meeting at Royal Hawaiian Tuesdays for lunch. You're welcome to be my guest anytime.
Next year, hopefully.
Yeah. And then I'm a chair of the Kapuna Kakua Council. We're actually doing a hearing aid giveaway kind of thing through that.
Kakua Council.
Yeah.
Kakua. So all those, you can mm-hmm. just Google those if you're online.
Yep. And then HPGS, Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society, Alzheimer's Association. You know, we could just go on for the whole show.
So HPGS.org. And what was the other ones?
So Alzheimer's Association of Hawaii.
Yep.
Probably forgetting something here. Oh, Hawaii Meals on Wheels.
Hawaii Meals on Wheels, very a great active. Service there in Manoa.
Yep, very active with them. Club 100, pretty active with them.
Well, you deliver Fridays too, right?
We Rick deliver meals on Fridays.
So he's mm-hmm. the kind of, one of the reasons why I like you, Rick, is because you walk the talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's so many entities out there. We're trying to get everybody, you know, our industry is really siloed so much. We're trying to get everybody to work together, give back to the community, support our industry.
Yeah.
And that's one thing, you know, hopefully down the road we'll get our own Generations team of deliverers for Hawaii Meals on Wheels.
That'd be great. Wow. You know, I would put out there too, I mean, so I'm involved in all these things, but you can be involved in these things as well. So if you want more information about that, it's really not about me. It's really about helping the community. So if you want to be involved in any of these organizations, we sure could use the help. There's plenty to do out here. Percy was mentioning webinars and the radio and the podcast and all this stuff. So it's really, there's just so much information. The reason we're doing these things is we just want to get all the information out to people. It's just, the island's rich with information. It's pretty remarkable what all is going on here. So Percy, how did you get this all started? The whole generation?
Yeah, so this show is really about the magazine. We wanted to kind of bring out, since it's the first show, we wanted to kind of, you can always go back to this show at any time here in late 2020 to learn about what we do. And you'll find in my magazine, I'm actually a reverse mortgage specialist, Hawaii's expert on reverse mortgages for the last 18 years. And I got in the mortgage business by a fluke in 1988. And the rest is history. But 18 years ago, my friend who I played softball with, a lot of people know I play a lot of softball, he goes, "Hey, Percy," I was at the Bank of Hawaii at the time, he goes, "You know what a reverse mortgage is, right?" I'm going, "Ooh, that's a good question. I've heard of it. I've been to a workshop in 1991, I believe it was. And at 3 hours out of that workshop, we all looked at each other going, what was that? Mortgages, as you know, you pay a mortgage payment. You go through a lender, a mortgage company, blah, blah, blah. You make a payment. Slowly, your mortgage balance goes down. But you have that payment for 30 years. So it's good if you're working, if you can afford that mortgage payment. But in 1989, the reverse mortgage started. And so what happened was when I got it, I said, I bit the bullet. I saw the aging baby boomers coming. You know, I got some statistics. I'm a researcher. I'm detailed. I saw the numbers coming, and we only reached 0.1% of the marketplace that I have opportunity that are over 62. And so I bit the bullet, got out of regular banking as a mortgage banker, and got into reverse mortgage business. And boy, the first 5, 6, 7 years, it was booming. People, the economy after 9/11. I started in 2002, and so it really got to point where it was something that I didn't know a whole lot about, but I had to learn quickly. So I would sit across a 70-year-old, a 65-year-old, and I had a 401k at the time. I had savings, IRA, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't know anything about retirement planning. Didn't know anything about Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, Alzheimer's, long-term care, a little on what a long-term care insurance policy looked like. And said, wow, I need to really look at that. So actually, I called the state and ARP and city for help, and they said, "Well, you can go online, or you know, we'll mail you some stuff." I go, "No, I need stuff now." So, I thought one day about doing a radio show and a TV show. So I called the state back and said, "You know, I'm looking at doing this TV show on Olelo, and to provide information for the public about aging, because that's how I learn." My first call was to Dr. Cullen Hayashida.
Oh, fantastic.
And I emailed him, and seriously, 10 minutes later, he emailed me back, wow. Let's get together.
That's great.
And we had lunch that same day.
Wow.
So I, about 10 o'clock, we talked.
Did you go to Zippy's?
We said, let's have lunch. And 12 o'clock, we had lunch at Zippy's by Washington
he
Middle.
He goes to Zippy's all the time.
Talked for like 2 hours. And we created today's Kupuna show and the Kupuna Connection show that's still running.
Wow.
So that's how, you know, I've done over 100 shows on Olelo, and that's how I really learn about the different issues of aging. And so within 2 years, I learned a lot. I got a lot of connection to state, city. And then the magazine came out, the Primetime magazine come out by Lori Arizumi, I believe her name was, in Manoa, by the way. And she had a magazine going on, and then she took the magazine over at Trade Publishing. Kini Popo over there, who owns Trade Publishing. Taking care of his father. And so he liked the idea when the magazine was called Primetime in the mid-2000s. Primetime closed down, and Keeney said he's going to continue the magazine going on. So I believe it was 2006, he started a magazine called Generations. When I found out about that, I called the editor, first editor. I said, you know who AARP is? I think so. You know who EOA is? No. You know who EAD is? No. You need to talk to me. So that same afternoon, I went down to Starbucks in Hawaii Kai, sat down with her, and for 3 hours, we took a bunch of notes, and Generations was started. So I was kind of like the consultant for the first 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. And the issue was the magazine, if you don't know anything about aging, it's hard for you to do the magazine about aging. So they were a little bit, I wouldn't say clueless, but they didn't really cover the things that we do today.
Right.
So they actually closed down in August of 2009.
Oh.
When I made 50 in January 2010, I called Keeney up and said, "Hey, Keeney, you know, we want to restart the magazine. I'll help you out. You don't have to pay me. I will help you get the magazine going." He goes, "No, I'm kind of retiring. I'm at an age where I don't have the energy. You just go ahead and do what you want to do." And so we just restarted Generations Magazine, and we retagged it Hawaii's Resource for Life.
Wow. Yes.
My first call was to my partner in a magazine, Wilson Angel, my classmate in MidPack. Second call was to Kirk Matthews. Mm-hmm. So, Kirk, I want you to be on our magazine. And he goes, what do you know about magazine? What do you know about publishing? I said, not a lot. And he goes, I'm colorblind, by the way. And he goes, well, how are you going to do that? Well, we're going to put pieces together. He goes, what do you need from me? I said, I want you to be my first cover. I said, he goes, okay, what else do you need me? You want me to write an article for you? Oh, that'd be good. So he wrote an article for the first couple of years.
Fantastic.
I love the guy. He became a very good friend of mine. Unfortunately, he's passed on.
Yeah.
But we've had Linda Kobo on our cover. Mm-hmm. So we put together a staff right now. What's nine on our staff right now? Different segments of publishing a magazine, the webinars, the calendars, the radio shows, our website. We have an excellent photographer in Brian Suda, copy editor Deborah Lorden, Sherry Goya, who handles sales, you, and then our distributor. So we're very fortunate when we come across, and we're probably the only magazine distributed statewide by the library system.
Mm-hmm.
And so they love the magazine. So we vet everything we do. Like I was telling my friend Annette, we vetted 101. We did a lot of research and the different channels we wanted. We found here at 101.1, probably the largest channel, has the most listeners in our age bracket of probably 50 plus. And it's something that we pride ourselves on what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We also vet every advertiser in the magazine. We vet every article in the magazine. We don't want any lawsuits. We don't want anybody complaints. So we want to make sure it's true content. So people, if you're listening, go to generation808.com. You can actually pull up the first issue we did on our website. Look under past issues. But we want to make sure that all our content is not selling content. It's experts writing articles about information and resources and NPOs, nonprofit organization in Hawaii, services from the state, city, and AARP, and partner with everybody in town. And that's mm-hmm. that's really the premise of what we do.
Right.
It'll always be a free magazine. You can pick it up all over the state. And if you want to subscribe, you can go online
mm-hmm.
And subscribe for $3 an issue or $18 a year. So, and the rest is history. And I've grown so much, and I'm really passionate, and we want to empower and equip people and readers and Kaipuna mm-hmm. and their families about mm-hmm. how to navigate caregiving, aging, and the three words I started 18 years ago is aging in place. The reverse mortgage allows you to stay at home guaranteed for the rest of your life mm-hmm. as long as you pay the property taxes, insurance, and upkeep the home.
Right.
Can you imagine not making a mortgage payment for 30 years?
Yeah. Wow.
I had a lady that had it for 30 years.
Wow.
She had it in the early 90s.
Yeah.
So. It's something that we pride ourselves. I'm passionate about it, and just like yourself, Rick.
Oh, yeah.
We're both passionate in what we do.
Very much so.
It's something that we want to walk the talk. We want to lead by example,
Be
leaders in the industry.
So I really appreciate that you're actually expanding, because now we're going a lot more online in addition to the magazine. So a lot of folks really need that magazine and want that magazine and want to read that hard copy, which is remarkable. But then the online stuff will be available in a whole different kind of way. And
well, what's interesting is that, you know, with this pandemic, we've learned a lot. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I do a lot of research. I spend time talking to a lot of people around town. I subscribe to many magazines myself. I read a lot of stuff. I get sent stuff to me every day. But what's interesting, our demographic likes to hold the magazine and read it. So that we're very fortunate. The pandemic hasn't affected us that much yet. But, long-term-wise, it probably would. But we knew early on, when I did research about Facebook, I think I've been on Facebook not quite 10 years. I think we started mm-hmm. it maybe 2012. I can't remember when it was. But
the Generations Facebook page?
I got to go check back. But what I found in more statistics, that majority of the users of Facebook are who?
Yeah.
Baby boomers.
Yes, absolutely.
I believe the figure last I saw, when I don't stand by this, but I believe it was 70% of the people that use Facebook.
Yeah.
Our baby boomers.
A lot of my old classmates have resurfaced on my Facebook page.
That's how you find people.
Haven't seen them in years.
You find people.
There they are, yeah.
And if you have a picture, you go, whoa, yeah.
Yeah.
So but now, yeah.
I used to not recognize them, but now because they're on Facebook, I actually know them when I see them.
That's just a good way. If you see somebody around town.
Glenn, how are you doing?
But it's just something that, radio was the second thing that we did. Because radio is easy in your car or go online, and people still have radios at home. But now because of the internet exposure and media, when the pandemic started, when everything got shut down in March, the beginning parts of March, Zoom, the app that most people used for
really
online video talk and chat, they had 10 million users a month.
Yeah.
Beginning part of March.
Yep.
End of March.
April, they had to buy a program to help with security just because they got
so many
people.
Well, you know what the number went to?
Yeah. What up?
$300 million.
Yeah.
In 1 month.
Wow.
I believe their gross revenue was $10 million or $20 million. Their gross revenue now is over $1 billion.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
It's incredible how this world has changed.
Yeah.
So we know baby boomers. I mean, people. When I meet people, people say, "Yeah, person, we know a lot about you." Oh, mm-hmm. We do. How do you know? Mm-hmm. I Googled you. Right. So people go online with your smartphone. You can follow us on and watch the webinars. I've actually been to some boring games and I listen on my phone. I put in my air plugs and
find a program.
Listen to webinars. Everything will be archived on our website. So just go to generation808.com and they can watch a lot of past shows. And so that's one thing that's really, really important is that content and resourcing. Yeah. You want expert content without selling you anything. So I tell our advertisers, don't expect a lot of calls, but they're going to call you when they need you.
Yep.
You know, they may see a great story, great ad, like even a newspaper. I read a newspaper every morning. But they may love it, may love you, what you do. But if they don't need you, they don't need you. So it's important to realize that, and that's why we're always going to be around.
Well, and the thing is that you may not need the service right now. So aging is something that every single one of us is going to go through, and some of us are going to need the help, and some of us are going to be the caretaker, and you know, it's just so planning is everything. And one thing I do appreciate here on the island is that we really do plan. I mean, so I do dementia and the family workshops with Kathy Wyatt. She runs that every few months, and there's a huge turnout for that because people are planning. Same, I bet, with your reverse mortgage. People are planning.
We always want to plan. We typically, with the reverse mortgage, we try to work with the financial advisor if they have one, if not the family or their attorney or CPA or financial advisor. It's important to plan because we want to be proactive versus reactive.
Yeah.
One of the biggest comments I always tell people is that you're going to age. We're all going to face about 70% of us going to need some form of long-term caregiving.
Yep.
And what's the plan?
Yeah.
So one of the things that we do, unfortunately, we weren't able to do our aging in place workshop this year, but next year we had originally planned for March, but the way this pandemic is going, probably not going to be in March now. So we actually have another one on September 18th later on in the year. Hopefully we can do that one. But one of the things we do is we bring in all our partners to do the workshop, but it's really about being proactive versus reactive. A lot of people that come to the workshops are reactive because they need stuff now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the baby boomers, I know that you guys are listening. I know you're taking care of your parents, but I know that's one thing that you're committed to start planning themselves. Yeah. You know?
Well, I have to say, mental health is my background. And so a lot of people don't even call for mental health services till they're really, really in a dire straits crisis. Whereas there's a lot of things people can do ahead of time. It's the same with aging. So those that plan. So I always say, some folks let life happen and other people take charge of life by planning. And, you know, really can't help who is on what side of the fence. Bottom line, like Percy said, is our information is always going to be available. So some Sunday morning you wake up and you've missed our show, you can always pull it up and hear it later, right? Any place, any time.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, with the magazine, the reverse mortgage business comes kind of hand in hand with people that want a reverse mortgage can stay at home for the rest of their life. And, you know, I would tell you, when I go to workshops, probably about 99% of people, when I ask how many people want to go to a care home or workshop or care home or nursing facility, they'll put their hand down.
Yeah.
And here's what I always say. I raise my hand. Yeah. I say, I'm the only one here? They go, yeah. Why do you want to go to this? I know how hard caregiving is.
Yeah.
I'm probably the only one associated with a magazine that does not have firsthand experience with caregiving, by the way. Just about everybody in the magazine, except for me, has firsthand, they took care of their parent or auntie or uncle. But I know a lot about caregiving, and I'm dealing with my parents right now. But it's something that I think people need to understand that, yes, you want to stay at home for the rest of life. I promise dad and mom to stay at home, but how is that going to be able to work physically? Can you carry and lift them?
Right.
You know how to transfer people. Do you understand how to deal with dementia?
Right.
Are you going to take off work, by the way, Rick, to take care of your mom and dad?
Right.
It's a difficult thing. So these conversations, like you said, mental health to me, you know, I think the last statistic, what, 6,000, 7,000 homeless people in Hawaii, just statewide. Oahu is about 5,000. it's amazing how many people are going to have mental issues and actually are over 50 years old. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're here with on 101.1 here on 8 to 9 Sunday mornings here on 101.1. You can also live stream HawaiiStream.fm. I hear my co-host Rick Tabor. We're going to come back and talk more about the magazine, but also really about Rick and his mental health and actually the, how it's affecting us during this pandemic.
That sounds good.
So we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Exciting 2021 Medicare changes with maximum new benefits. Contact Margaret Wong, a licensed agent, Copeland Group, 808-591-4877. That's 808-591-4877. 4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas. Exciting 2021 Medicare changes with maximum new benefits. Contact Margaret Wong, a licensed agent, Copeland Group. 808-591-4877. That's 808-591-4877.
Well, welcome back to Generations Radio Podcast. I'm Percy Ihara, your radio host, and we're here with my co-host, Rick Tabor, and I am the publisher-editor of Generations Magazine. Rick is our community relations director, so reach out to either one of us for what your needs are, wants, questions, and actually go to generations808.com, where we have everything housed there, past magazines to all the way back from my first buddy, Kirk Matthews, on the cover, to last year, to Mrs. Ige was on 2 issues ago. So check us out there. All our past radio shows. We did 2 seasons at OC16. Those shows are there as well. But for resources, what you're looking for, you can actually go to the search bar and just type in Alzheimer's or Medicare. It'll pop up all the articles. If not, go to the radio side and look at all the podcasts. We've probably done over 100 shows housed there. So check it out there. Yeah, you don't have to go to Google or Spotify or iTunes. Just go to our website. You can find it all there. And I appreciate your time. Send us your email. There's a place you can email us. We'll put you on an email list and you'll be getting stuff before anybody else. We're going to be reaching out more to our listeners, readers, what you're looking for, what you want, the questions that you have. We'll be publishing in the magazine as we go forward. We just finished up 10 years of Generations Magazine. It's been, it's hard to believe it's been 10 years, but it's a whirlwind experience. You know, when I got into this, Kirk Matthews, my first question was, do you know how to publish a magazine? I said, no. I'm not a publisher. I'm actually colorblind. But we put together a great team along here with Rick Tabor. He is very much out in the community. He walks the talk. He does the work. And so, yeah, if you have events, you're dealing with kupuna stuff, senior stuff, caregiving stuff, reach out to him. We have a calendar on our website. So we do have a vetting process to allow you to put your own events directly on our website. If not, Rick can post it for you. He'll be leading the webinars. We'll be starting December
16th.
16th, 11:30 to 1.
Third Wednesdays of the month.
Yeah, third Wednesday of the month. We'll probably ramp up to probably every other week. If not every week, we'll be doing webinars. And we'll archive all the webinars on our website so you can find them. Because, you know, I being in reverse mortgage 18 years and spending the last 10 years doing this kind of helped me learn a lot about aging in place and a lot about resources, let alone solutions. So it's something that you know, I pride myself on having I have a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that we take care of the client first, not for any regard for what I do as a business. So understand that. And you can always reach out to me through the magazine or you can call me directly. That's 808-600-4383. Rick, why don't you give us the number real quick, how people can reach you in your email?
Sure, sure. So 808-285-5936. So that's 285-5936. That's my cell phone. So
yeah, and we're very busy. So we will try and call you back within a day, if not the same day. But please be patient. We are very busy. This pandemic. So Rick, how's your family? How you've been dealing with this pandemic? You know, you're originally from Seattle, but your wife's family's from here.
Yeah.
How's it been dealing with you, dealing with the pandemic?
So the family here is doing great. I have to say, my family, where I originate from, is in North Dakota.
That's right.
They're panicking because they can't go anywhere without people not wearing masks. Number one spot in the world for
small
the outbreak.
North Dakota?
Little North Dakota is number one per capita. Wow. And a brother was just telling me, you know, you go into a grocery store, he'd had some serious heart stuff done. So he's terrified. So he wears a mask and he carries extra masks with him. And he says people will come up to him without a mask. He'll offer them a mask. They'll turn him down and get him in the face, get in his face and start to harass him. And he says he just leaves. He doesn't even shop. He says, all right, I'm done here. So it's they're real strong-willed there, just like here. But North Dakota, the weather's really extreme. They don't want to be told what to do. And I theorize as a clinician, you can't see the virus, so you don't know it until it's too late. Now, our family, we're doing great so far. There were some early issues, but we've gotten through it okay.
Yeah, you know, you're an outdoor estate, really, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can see their point.
They're farmers.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for like my family, we're doing well. My son's going to school every day. Mm. We have Zoom calls almost every day, me and my wife doing something. So, it's, you know, we try to protect ourselves as much as possible. We try to support local community. We try to buy and eat out once, twice a week, from local restaurants every week. We love the open markets, but open markets are good. I would tell you 99% of people wearing masks.
Yeah.
I know I love to go to open markets in town. Just about every Saturday and Sunday, if not Wednesdays and Thursdays too. But yeah, it's been something. So I wanted to try and spend this time. How, you know, you have you with your mental health background, you're out there probably a lot more than I am today. What do you see out there? And how do you think people are experiencing this pandemic? How are they doing?
Yeah. So mental health issues are really on the rise because, so with our kapuna, our elders, there's a lot of, you know, they're staying home a lot more. So we had loneliness as an issue for our kapuna to begin with before we went into this. But now what's happened is there's feelings of isolation that's kind of surfaced, and that's triggered a lot of mental health issues. I just heard from somebody who in their own condo, she's helping folks that have suicidal ideation quite a bit, and we talked about that a bit. So the age 85 and older are four times more likely to have suicidal issues.
Wow.
And that's you know, it's I experienced it with our own elders as they lost their partners and they lost their brothers and sisters. And it's fine that we were around as kids, you know, were around, but that peer age group, you know, is so special to us. And so again, we mentioned in the first segment, if you don't think you're going to age, guess what? You are. And you're going to get to the point that you may be find yourself alone. Now here in Hawaii, we got something really unique here where a lot of people spend their lifetime saving to move to Hawaii to retire. And when I was doing in-home care, frequently I'd hear from somebody that got here, they moved here, and their partner had a stroke or something, and now they're the caretaker, and they have no family around them, and it's just them. And so it's a different kind of loneliness that happens. Also, anxiety has skyrocketed. Depression and anxiety has been a huge thing for folks because they're very, very worried. And you know, sadly, people watch too much news. They watch the negative information. They take it out all day long. And I'm going to tell just real briefly. So when the George Floyd thing happened, I lived in Minneapolis for a while, and somebody from Minneapolis says, "Oh my God, you see what's going on in Minneapolis?" And I couldn't find anything, so we turned on CNN. So within 10 minutes of CNN, I'm stressing. I'm like, oh my God.
It's all over social media instantly.
Yeah. It just sucks you in, right? So people get sucked into that. And so that's a huge issue. Loneliness and isolation right now is the main thing.
But how aren't family reaching out more today?
Well, so what's happened during COVID is, of course, you know, unless you're living in the pod together, right?
Yeah.
People are afraid to go over because you don't know. Maybe you are working out in the community and you're afraid that you may, you know, be carrying or pick it up and spreading it. So nursing homes, things like that, all of our we can't go in there to visit. So our kapuna are much more alone than
most
ever.
Most of the facilities don't allow you in.
Nope.
You know, we're the few that might, if you're vetted, if you've been tested, they might let you in. But it's been very, very difficult.
And now with the holidays, where traditionally we would spend time together. I mean, now millions every day traveled, so we're about to see another spike. But a lot of folks just spent it at home. We did it on Zoom, actually, and our elders were on the Zoom with their kids, which was remarkable.
Yeah, you know, we should do an article on that. Even on a webinar, how to use Zoom. It's very easy.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, you just got, as long as a guy that has a Zoom account, sets it up properly, have a link, depending on whether you need a passcode or not. It's very easy. Just sit in front of your laptop.
Yeah. Yep. So I found if you can Zoom with someone, that's great. Also, if your kapuna has, if you get them an iPhone, you can always FaceTime. That works pretty good, too. Then they can see you. But even short of that, a phone call is everything. I mean, just connecting is everything. Some groups now have been doing letter writing campaigns to get them out to folks. You know, that's helpful, too. It's Christmas time. So if you want to do Christmas cards, just reach out.
Yeah, it's going to be a big test.
Reach out.
During this holiday season, I mean, we just went through Thanksgiving, and I mean, that's great. But, you know, we have New Year's and Christmas and New Year's coming up. It's it's going to be a challenge. So so what's the best things families can do?
Well, you know, the first thing that's really important is to watch for the symptoms and be aware of them. And how you want to do that is really the most important thing to do with anybody, frankly, is to listen. And I always say listen mindfully. Listen that you're actually hearing without judging what a person's saying. Just listen to your kapuna. It's fine if they're telling stories for the 100th time. You know, I always say it's like, you know how children watch movies over and over and over? Well, as we age, we're going to be telling stories. And some of us, you know, do right now. I tell stories. And a lot of that's just reliving what happened. And it's okay if they repeat them. It's just being together, that quality time. So whatever way you do connect with them. But what you want to be listening for is a few things. So you want to be listening for if a person, you know, if they still feel the life, you know, they feel motivated, jazzed, enjoying what they're doing. Today we had this for our dinner, that kind of thing, versus hopelessness. You know, I don't even know why I get out of bed anymore, or I don't get out of bed anymore. So if someone's spending a lot of time sleeping, you always want to rule out health, the medical stuff first. But if they're sleeping a lot, that's one sign. If they've lost their appetite, loss of appetite's huge. End of life, that's generally what goes. So taste goes and then loss of appetite, right? The other thing you want to hear for is anxiousness. You know, what are they stressing over and how real is that? How connected are they with what's going on? Where is this information coming from? And just checking to see where they're at.
A lot of times they won't say.
Yeah, a lot
of
times
not. How do you pull it out of them?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you might not get it from them, actually. So really some of it might be observation. So it may be even checking with anybody that is around them. You know, so, you know, what are they doing these days, you know? So when we were doing in-home care, we kept a book, and our caregivers would write notes. So looking at those notes and checking out what's going on. The other thing, what we will notice is mood swings. So if somebody's more irritable than usual, you know, that's a sign something's going on. You want to check and make sure you know what that is. Could just be the time the medication's being given that needs to be shifted, but it might be something more severe. So I always say you really want to partner as much as you can with the medical side. As much as you can, you want to open that communication. It's hard. Docs are very busy, but that's an important thing.
So, Rick's also a veteran. That's how you actually came to Hawaii many years ago,
I was stationed here in 1976.
And you were at Marine Corps?
Well, so I was a Navy hospital corpsman, and I became field med. It's what they trained me for. So I ended up getting to Hawaii thinking I'm going to be at Pearl Harbor, and I landed over at Kaneohe Marine Corps Air Station.
Marine Corps.
Up and over.
Oh, yeah.
And there we were.
That's really beautiful out there. I love Kaneohe.
It is beautiful. So I ended up with the infantry to start with. And then the last year I was in, I was the petty officer in charge of the mental health clinic, which opened the store that I've been doing ever since.
Yeah. So with Rick's help, and we have Ron Lockwood, who's been writing for the magazine. We do want to cover more veteran support services, let alone mental health. My father's a retired Army officer, and I'm actually an Army brat myself. So I've traveled the country. I live in Korea as well. Mm. But we want to be able to provide these more resources for veterans. And of course, we're looking at Alzheimer's, dementia, and next year, 2021, probably diabetes and soon cancer, but it is something that I think with Rick's help with the mental health side. So what's the process? What's the steps one takes? So, you know, I'm not an attorney, financial advisor. I'm not a counselor, mm-hmm. a mortgage guy, but how do you ask your parent, you know, maybe you should seek help?
Right.
And how and where?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, the biggest issue with mental health, of course, as everybody knows, is the stigma. And so, I mean, it's a big step for people to actually get the help. So you want to do it as in as normalized a process as possible. You don't want to be putting somebody down like, are you crazy? You need to get help, right? You want to really be, you know, dad, oh my gosh, you know. There's like depression is, research will show 90% of the time we can treat depression. So it's really, and it's a matter sometimes of taking the medication. So sometimes you don't have to actually address the mental health. You might be able just to get the medication through the doc. So my dad was end of life. Depression was a huge thing for him. And so we started him on, I think it was Paxil we started. And it made a big difference for him, made him much more comfortable. Right, and the discussion about what that wasn't a big deal. It was really that this will help your mood. You know, this will help with, you know, because you're barking at mom. She doesn't want to come in here right now. maybe we doc can prescribe something that'd be helpful. What I would say is, so the talk therapy kind of stuff, that's yet another step. And I would caution that if someone is functioning at a high enough level that they're out on their own, they don't have a caretaker, and they've been depressed and they're taking the medication, it's important to kind of do the talk therapy just to kind of get a handle on stuff.
But who do they talk to? They go to their general practitioner and then?
Yeah. So you should go through your medical doctor, be medically screened, and they should make the referral. In fact, most insurances require a referral from the medical doctor. I always say a good starting step would be the individual that needs the help or the person that's helping them should call their insurance and just check and see what the process is. Majority of the time, though, they're going to want their HMOs. They're going to want you to get a doctor referral. And you really do want to team with the doctor. I, as a clinician, I want to team with the doc as well, because it's just, especially if you can do meds, the doc should know what that is and be a part of that process. And psychiatrists are fairly expensive. And so it's a good idea for a psychiatrist generally to get someone stable on the medication, stable enough, long enough that then it can transfer over to the doc, as long as the doc's comfortable doing those medications to follow, and then use the psychiatrist as a consultant as you go along. Mm-hmm. So if you have insurance, you do want to make sure you go through your medical or your doctor. I did a little research. If you don't have insurance and you can't afford mental health, there's a few places you can go. So Mental Health America of Hawaii at 808-521-1846, good place to call. But listen, though, I've been calling them, and because of COVID, they're not really answering the phone.
Yeah, that'd be pretty hard.
But here's what I learned. So my next number I called was NAMI, and I spoke to Kumi McDonald, the executive director.
NAMI is
National Alliance on Mental Health, and this is the one in Hawaii. So it's a national one, but we have a Hawaii office here. So they'll deal with anything mental health oriented, any age group, anything. And I had a wonderful talk with Kumi. And we'll have her on our show, actually.
Yeah, definitely.
So their number here in Hawaii is 808-591-1297. Now, what she told me is that with Mental Health America of Hawaii, that they're wonderful, but a lot of times I just got lucky that she answered the phone. Best thing to do is to leave a message. Don't get frustrated. Leave a message, and they'll call back when they get that, okay? So that's another one. If it's more critical, if it's a crisis kind of thing, you'd call the 24-hour crisis line of Hawaii, and that's 832-3100 on Oahu. Outer Island, I guess you call 800-753-6879, and they're also known as Hawaii Cares. So they have people there 24/7 that can talk with folks and try to help link you. They may refer you to NAMI. Or they may refer you to the first one I said. Then the last one I'm going to give you, which is really, really important, because I'm very concerned about the suicidal ideation and what's going on out there right now. And so the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, available 24 hours a day, is 800-273-8255. And listen, I'm working on an article here for the next edition, and I'm hoping to have these listed there as well. And I'll try to make sure we post these in ways that people can find them.
Well, we need to get an article on them.
Yep.
On all of those places.
Every
Great
one of them.
Content, Rick. So Rick's the community relations director. He'll get you the information. And that's one of the key things that we want to do for 2021 is really drill down.
Yep.
Instead of talk about what mental services are, we want to be able to give you we want to be the horses walk the talk. What is it? We're in the horse's mouth. Something like that. What is that? What is that saying?
Walk the talk?
Yeah. But yeah. So we want to be able to provide that.
Yeah. Because, you know, so we want to integrate this stuff. And really being as a resource director here, I really want to make sure I'm all about wraparound. Tear down the silos. All of us work together, working on solving issues. Again, you know, I'm in a lot of nonprofits, and my whole goal is I don't care about politics. I just care about working together to get to solutions. And whatever help you guys need, you just let us know, and we'll make sure we get it for you.
Yeah, that's really – so, yeah, contact them, Rick. We got to do articles on that. Great information, Rick. It's something I think we want to be able to be there for our readership, listenership. And it's something that I think we need to educate ourselves. I've done a lot of research. I've done a lot of workshops, Zoom calls on Alzheimer's dementia. What books – you know, if you love reading books, what kind of books?
Oh, I have books. I listed them. So – I'm old school, so my books are I love my books because they work, and they've not just been vetted. These have walked the talk.
Wow,
and lived the life. So the first one is probably the most popular book I used to recommend to all my clients is the Anxiety and Phobia Workbook by Edmund Born, EDMUND, and Born is BOURNE. Many editions of that. Now, what I love about that book is no matter what chapter you go to, you don't have to read it cover to cover. If you're having, my mother was having panic attacks.
So that's like for the children to read about.
No. Children too. But Kapuna, if they like a hard copy, they like to read.
They don't think they're got.
They don't have to. If you're so one real simple. Let's go with a simple one. So progressive relaxation. So the number one thing I think that all of us could use help with is breathing. Just
I walk
breathing.
2 to 3 miles to 5 days a week.
Yep. And so that forces you to breathe. We're lucky here in Hawaii because we're outside.
Yeah.
But a lot of folks that have high blood pressure, the first thing the doc works on you with is breathing.
Yeah.
So there's a chapter on that in here. So you just go right to that. So it'll talk about the concept. So like generalized anxiety.
There's an article, Rick.
Yeah, each one of these, they've got tons of articles.
No, I'm a big believer in trying to live my best life, and health is really important, but breathing,
So the book's going to define what's going on. It's going to talk about how to assess where you're at with it. So there's a screening that you can do. It's going to give you some tools that you can use, and then it's going to give you a measurement to measure how you're doing with using the tool. So it's very user-friendly. That's the first book. The other book that's really, really quite famous, it really turned the page on this whole depression thing, is The Feeling Good Handbook by David Burns. There's a book and a handbook. I like the handbook because it's got actual exercises in it. David Burns, B-U-R-N-S. That came out in, I believe, 1987. That, in addition to the antidepressants that started in the late 80s, really is what turned the corner around depression and really what gave mental health a lot of hope. So anybody I work with, you always want to instill hope. So you ask about how to get help. You'd never, never, ever want to talk down to someone, especially if they're struggling with mental health issues. Always talk about hope. So if someone says, I don't want to do that right now, I don't want to talk about it, that's fine, Mom. Great. You know, we'll talk about it later. You know, just don't go down the emotional route, okay? Two other books. The Depression Workbook by Mary Ellen Copeland and Mind Over Mood by Dennis Greenberger. Those four books, any one of those, could be very, very helpful for folks.
If you can't write it down fast enough, as Rick talks, just give him a call. He'll shoot you over. He likes to text. He's great at texting. Mm-hmm. Just say, hey, you know, I heard him on your radio show. Yeah. Give me those books again. Yeah. If not, talk to Rick and kind of explain the situation. That's what I do. I love texting, but for my clients especially, before I can help you, I need to find out what's going on.
Yeah.
I need to know all the dynamics.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll ask 100 questions to really drill down to exactly what we can do, what options are out there. But it's something that I think, you know, we were doing a very good job. Next week, we're going to have on Annette Pang, who is a care home operator and also a trained life coach, by the way.
Nice.
We're going to talk about how she sees dealing with this pandemic within Hawaii and how to deal with that. And she gives a lot of great solutions and practices that I've actually learned from her. But she's been great. So the following week, we'll probably have somebody from the Alzheimer's Association on.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, last word before you check out here, Rick. Anything for the audience?
You know, I just say I really, really appreciate this opportunity to kind of check in with you all and to be here in the way that we're here for you. Oh, let me give you my phone number again.
So
if you need to get a hold of me, I'm at 808-285-5936. I'd love to hear your ideas. I'd love to help you out.
Yeah, Rick Tabor, our community relations director, will be able to lead you to our calendar, give information about, of course, the radio show, but really the webinars that for a lot of baby boomers dealing with issues with their family, whether it's health, mental health or caregiving or Alzheimer's or risk resources, age in place. I'll probably do one webinar at some point down the road about reverse mortgages, the stigma behind it. I call it the truth about reverse mortgages and the goods and bads of it. But it's something that we pride ourselves. We're going to be here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. here on 101.1. Thank you, George, or G3 here, for helping us out. It's been, you know, like I said, when we checked out these guys at 101.1 and Dave Lancaster, this is the channel we're going to see grow. We're the channel here that plays great music. I mean, I love music. Rick, I'm sorry, I can't read a book. I'll find an audio book and I'll listen to that.
They might be on audio.
Driven Life was one of the first audio books I got nearly 18 years ago when I got this business. And then, of course, the Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus book. Actually, I got that over 20 years ago when that first came out.
Yeah.
If you want to learn about how women and men think, G3, it's a great book. It's still valid to this day.
I can give you some other ones, though.
If not, watch Sex and the City with your wife. But we're here to empower you. We're here to help you out, grow, and be a resource. So, Rick, thank you very much. We'll be back next week, Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. Tell your friends or to go to hawaiistreams.fm or generations808.com. So, thank you very much, everybody. As always, aloha and live well.